During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When I write y'all, all across the USC, Compton, Watts, Bay to LA, Pomona, California, from valley to valley, we represent that killer county. So if you keeping it real on your side of your town, you tune in to Gangsta Chronicles.
Gangsta Chronicles, we gonna tell you how it goes.
If I lie, my nose will grow like Pinocchio. We gonna tell you the truth and nothing but the truth.
Gangsta Chronicles, this is not your average show.
You're now tuned into the real MCA, Big James, and Big Stale.
This is strictly from the streets.
Hello.
We represent the streets.
Welcome to the Gangsta Chronicles podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and Black Effect Podcast Network. Make sure you download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles. For my Apple users, hit the purple mic on your front screen, subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles, and leave a 5-star rating and comment.
We'd like to welcome everyone to another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast, where gangsta rap lives. It's your boy Big Steel with
Jia.
Y'all know when y'all hear that Jia, that's the one and only MC8. Hey, what's popping with you, dog?
You starting the show off already. I'm straight, my nigga. Everything's cool. Just moving around a lot.
You said you started the show off already. You want me to get...
Yeah, man. Stop with that shit, man. Stop with that shit with the one and only bullshit, man. Let's just go with the Gangsta Chronicles, man.
You is the one and only. The one and only incomparable MC motherfucking 8.
Still, you gonna make me stop coming, man. You better stop that shit, man. We gonna stay with the regular shit the Gangster Chronicles. I ain't the one and only shit. I'm just me. Oh, I ain't no icon. I ain't no none of that, man. I'm just a nigga sitting here.
All right, here we go. We gonna do it one more time, man. You made your point clear.
Still keep.
We gonna keep it going. You ain't gotta say no more. Here we go right now. We'd like to welcome everyone to another episode of the Gangster Chronicles podcast.
My nigga Steel.
It's your boy Big Steel.
Yeah, we gonna do the one and only Big Steel in this bitch. Malibu's most wanted motherfucking.
We ain't doing nothing. See, he just gonna tell him alone to come on here.
Yeah, well, we giving you all the juice now, man. You the icon of podcasting. You understand? That's what they called my nigga this weekend. When we was out of town, they was like the icon.
I'm just a nigga that don't figure some shit out. You heard me?
That's right.
You're just a nigga, just a normal dude that don't figure some stuff out.
They was like, shit, nigga, you original, nigga. You the original. You know, when you originate some shit, they want to put that OG on you.
The originals and shit don't never get that motherfucking money, though.
Exactly.
I don't want to be the nigga that's the originator of nothing. Hey, but you know what the talk of the town is right now, dog. This Kendrick and this Drake record, dog, I don't heard everybody and their mama don't have an opinion on it. Did you get to hear the record?
Nah, man, I haven't listened to it.
It's one of them things, bro, to where when I first heard it, I had to go back and give it another listen. It's tight. He's saying a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
You know, he's a real detailed type of cat, so it's really detailed. And it's a lot of stuff that you can mess around and pass right over if you're not paying attention.
It's not nobody doing an AI verse?
No, ain't nobody doing an AI verse. He did all this stuff real. Came with three different beat changes. It was hard. I called the homie, man. We got the homeboy King Crook in here. You know, I wanted to have you on here because, you know, me and you talk a lot off record, Crook. So I wanted to get your take on this stuff, too, you know?
Yeah. What's goody?
Yeah, man, so I saw everybody had an opinion. I saw my man Gilly, who we just met this weekend for the first time. He came out and said that the record was corny. And for the record, everybody is entitled to have their own opinion. That man is entitled to have his opinion. But if I had a record called The Chicken Man, I wouldn't have shit to say. If I had a record in my vault called The Chicken Man, I would just stay neutral, dog.
Who has a record called The Chicken Man?
Gilly got a record called Chicken Man.
So you want to poke at, you want to poke on Gilly right now. That's what you want
to
do.
No, I'm not doing that. I actually, Gilly, you know, I like what they're doing. We ain't got no podcast beef. He got a right to have his opinion, but I'm just saying, though, if I had a record called, I don't know how much corny you can get than The Chicken Man.
The Chicken Man, in reference to what, though? To drugs?
Yeah, I guess.
So that's The Chicken Man. Mac-10 called himself the Chicken Hawk.
Yeah, but Mac-10 wasn't running around no videos with no chicken wings in his pocket and shit.
Why are you poking that Gilly?
I ain't poking
right
that Gilly.
Why are you?
I ain't got nothing to do, man. See, there they go. No, he got a right to have his opinion.
I haven't listened to the song.
It's dope.
Dope in the opinions of who, though? Because some dudes who are hip-hop, they're going to feel like, you know, Kendrick's one of those rappers who's not the average rapper. A lot of dudes are looking for a hip-hop song. Like I said, sometimes when you're getting outside of the realm of music and you want to become, I mean, shit.
It's a lot to process.
I don't know. I maybe listened to maybe 30 seconds of it. Like I said, Kendrick is one of those dudes. You feel me?
Yeah. He's the one that put a physical space on your ass, man.
That's what I said. You have to really listen.
Because he'll say some stuff like the line he said about Jay Prince and them. He said, I'll park his son. He said, the men should run in the family, but I'll park his son. I was just like, man, this dude is a rapping motherfucker. And I think, Crook, you know, you one of those guys, man, that really pay a lot of attention to your lyrical detail, right?
Right.
Do you think that's being lost on the culture somewhere, people actually going back and listening to stuff before they pass judgment on it?
Yeah, everybody want to jump in on the algorithm. You know, it's the conversation is hot. It's the topic of the day. So they listen to it real quick and then they turn the camera on. You feel me? They don't really sit with the record. They don't really dissect what he's talking about. You know what I mean? They just listen and then boom, turn the camera on and start talking so they can try to capitalize off of the algorithm and what everybody talking about and be one of the first ones with some, you know, content out there. You feel me? So yeah, that on from the listener's perspective, yeah. And then from the artist, you know, Kendrick is one of them dudes who's still being rewarded for having a sharp pen. You feel me? Like, it's a lot of artists who feel like they wasting their time trying to improve their craft because they see a lot of whack. And Kendrick is one of them dudes who's still being rewarded on a high level for having creativity, for caring about his skill set. You know what I'm saying? He's still getting those accolades. You know what I mean? So I think we need his presence, you know, and Kim is other people on this level, you know, doing that too. But we need Kendrick, you know what I mean? Because the next generation is watching. Just like I was watching everybody. I was watching Big Daddy Kane. I was watching Rakim. I was watching Kool G Rap. I was watching Ice-T, the DOC. I was watching Public Enemy, NWA, Cube, Scarface. You watching when you young and you start to open that, you crack open that motherfucking notebook and you pick up that pen and you been influenced by everything you've been hearing. So the next generation, if everything they're hearing is weak and is whack, then they gonna think that's the thing to do.
Yeah, because I really try not to, man. Hip-hop is such an opinion-based sport, right? So I'm careful not to, you know, I'm always cautious on disregarding somebody else's opinion, because at the end of the day, that's all it is, somebody's opinion, man. But dope is dope, and whack has always been whack. And I do think that people are not really sitting back and listening to stuff no more. I think they're listening to, first off, is the beat jamming, is the hook catchy. And they don't care what somebody's saying on the record. It seems like you could be on there going goo goo gaga. But if the beat is jamming, it's almost like it's gone. Because for a minute, you know, when it was getting so auto-tune heavy for a minute to where it was like, man, if you throw the auto-tune on there and just go in there and hum a melody and got a cracking beat, you can mess around and have a platinum record.
Absolutely. And it's a young kid named Denzel Curry. You know what I'm saying? Who's making great music for his generation. And he tweeted something. He said, it took two of the biggest artists in the world to beef for the people to care about lyricism again. So you're right. Everybody listening just to the beats, the hooks, whatever they could turn up to, you know, they looking for a vibe instead of, you know, any kind of information or any kind of, you know, stories or whatever. They're looking for a vibe. But this right here, these two heavyweights going at it, is making them listen to what them two artists are saying. Now they listening to the lyrics right now. You know what I'm saying? And they having a big open debate online on all social media platforms about who was saying the dopest shit. And that right there, that little energy, that spirit, that's where I'm cut from. I'm cut from that cloth of who's saying what. You know what I mean? Whose style is hard? Who's saying some hard shit? You know what I mean? Like, that's the energy that, you know, our arrows brought up. It's real dope that some of that is present right now. Feel me?
Yeah. I think so. Hey, when you first came in the game, man, like, you know, during that era, you really had to be able to rap.
Right.
It wasn't really no room for the... for what I like to call the publicity stunts, the swag rapping wasn't quite out yet. You know, the word cat can just get off with his swagger and just get that off and become a full, complete artist. You actually had to be able to rap. Where do you think shit kind of start falling off at?
Oh, shit, man. Hip hop, rap, whatever you want to call it, whatever you consider yourself in, whatever category. A lot of shit to me, rap started falling off when companies started getting scared of the truth in our music, you know, because we would tell our truths about, you know, situations where we're in, and thus, you know, violence portrayed in our music, a lot of people start wanting to stray away from our music. Thus, you had a lot of, you know, let's glamorize, you know, money and fame, and let's glamorize who got the biggest chains, and, you know, that's when, to me, when rap started not caring about lyricism. And let's just face it, some of that just flies over motherfuckers' head, you know. A lot of people want to hear 1, 2, 3 ABC. When you pride yourself in lyrics and trying to come up with something that's unfadable, a lot of people tend to want to call that, you know, whack or because they don't understand. We've had a lot of gifted lyricists, you know, come from times where people just didn't understand the music. You get me? Motherfucker, I'd rather hear an Ice Cube than a Black Thought from the Roots. You get me? And not that Cube was any better or whatever. It's just that being, having real pride in your lyrics, you know, didn't fathom everybody. A lot of niggas just wanted to hear a simple beat and a simple ABC, you feel me? So to me, that's when music started turning. When motherfuckers didn't give a damn about what we were rapping about or the truthness in our music, you know. Let's just rap about, you know, corny shit and how big your chain is and what kind of motherfucking name brand shoes or pants you got on. You feel me?
It was easy to get caught up, man, because personally, man, I had a situation, right? And I think when you get those deals, you follow the money. You kind of talk by management and everybody else just go along with the program. So I was called myself doing a lot of what's popular. And I ain't gonna lie, it took me all around the world, but I didn't feel good about it. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't like it. Can't listen to it now. I think it's garbage. I thought it was trash. And I think that a lot of these cats go look back down the line when their career kind of don't wane down and be like, man, am I really proud of what I put out there? I don't care how much money you made at it.
Yeah, you really gotta add that to a lot of the music that's going on today. You know, a lot of the simple shit. And a lot of the vulgar shit that go around, you feel me? Yeah. And not just with the females, with the dudes too, with the braggadocious and the, you know, the murder rapping and whatever. You got to think what motherfucker going to feel about themselves 20 years from now, you get me? When they get a little more mature, are they going to be prideful about the music they put out? Or, you know, like a motherfuckers, a lot of niggas just want to check. You feel me? Shit.
And ain't nothing wrong with that either, man. But I think music is so personal. You know, and I see a lot of stuff that cats are doing today. And I honestly can't say that, you know, maybe 10, 15 years from now, they won't look back and have some regrets. You know, but if they taking care of their family, hey, like you said, some people just want to get a check.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Crook.
Yeah.
You know what I think the biggest thing with this record, too? You almost got to be in the, you have to be in the, you can't be a dumb motherfucker and be a Kendrick Lamar fan. You can't be a dumb motherfucker and be a Crooked Eye fan. You can't be a dumb motherfucker and be just a fan of anybody that got some kind of lyrical depth to their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but you know what though? That makes for a cool ass fan base because I be getting the Twitter all the time, you know, with my rap conversations on Twitter and all that, X, whatever it's called now. And, you know, you go through some people's fan bases, man, and they just as stupid as the rapper they love. You feel me? And it's like, when you really about your art, you just attract a different type of fan. And it's kind of cool. You know what I mean? Because we have respectful conversations. We don't be disrespecting each other on social media like motherfucking Twitter warriors and keyboard warriors and shit. you know, we just talking about this hip hop shit that we love. That's it. And that energy attracts that energy. So you're right. You know, Kendrick, man, his fans, he got a wide range of fans. You know what I mean? Like, he coming out of Compton, man. And
yeah, well, you know what, though? His stuff spreads.
Like, do the fashion shows and shit, like in Italy.
Yeah, you said the fashion shows and shit?
Like, he had the fashion show in Italy spitting. You feel me? Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That his pen took him there to that height. You feel
me? So, you know, it's funny about the clothes, though, because I saw Dot. He had some shit on that looked like a like he was in one of the monk uniforms or some shit like that. Like he was in a priest robe or something.
Hey, dog, nigga might have been conjuring up some real shit, nigga. Some Shaolin temple shit on these niggas, you know what I'm saying? But really though, bro, it's like as a person from my era, I started early. I jumped in the studio my first time. My mom's put me in the studio and her twin sister, rest in peace, my auntie, when I was 8 years old, bro. So I've been dead ass serious about hip hop since a kid, and I paid attention to everything that was going on. So I seen a lot of eras, you feel me? And I'm super open. I'm open to experiencing hip hop on a new level in 2024. I don't look for the young generation to do everything that the OGs did. I don't. They got their own life. They got their own energy. They got their own minds. And they want to create what they want to create. So I'm very open. But a lot of people in my age group, they not. I see they want Drake to make a Nas type Ether record, and they want Kendrick to make a Hit 'Em Up Tupac record. But that's not them. You feel me? Drake is making a record that fits his brand, and Kendrick is making the same kind of record that he always make with his artistry. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we got to stop wanting all these younger generation cats to be somebody from the past that they not. You feel me? Because that ain't giving them a chance to express themselves how they want to express themselves, dog. So I just listen with an open mind, man, and you know, and I understand that things change. You feel me? From the clothes to everything, dog. Because nigga, I don't wear the same shit I wore when I was 20. You feel me?
I don't wear the stuff. And when I do try to step out, it be tearing my ass up so bad, I don't even want to wear nothing new. I'm just going to stick to the T-shirt and jeans and shit.
I mean, it's nothing about advancing. I guess it's nothing about advancing your broadening your horizons. I just feel like in certain situations, trying to keep some authenticity is in favor of, depending on the era you came from. Mm-hmm. You know, my fans ain't gonna want to see me in leather pants and a polka dot shirt and shit like that, because I'm gonna lose more fans than I gain.
Facts.
It's just like you said, it's different eras. And even though Kendrick is, you know, he's from Compton and he grew up around gangbangers and the element and the situations, you know, like you said, his artistic expression is wearing, you know, platinum crowns on his head, you know, thorn crowns and you know, being in fashion shows and, you know, that's just where the element of what you choose to be called as an artist. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Artistry is all kind of expressions, and he's always been the type who wanted to express outside of being that element. You get me? Yeah, I saw niggas gang banging. I grew up around gang bangers. I saw the drive bys and the niggas claiming hoods and all of that. But I dare to be different. You get me? So
yeah,
I don't think anything is wrong with that. And you just like you said, some people fall victim to the fact of, but he's from Compton. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
and on a worldwide scale, when you mention Compton, you think of the MC8s, the Easy's, the Dre's, the element of what Compton is.
Yeah, hardcore hip hop.
You know, so some people tend to get stuck on that. You get me? Because me as a fan from overseas somewhere, when I hear Compton, I'm thinking of, oh, you know what I'm saying? Compton. That's the land of the killers and NWA and Compton's Most Wanted. So you have the mind state at a particular set. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I hear Compton, I'm supposed to see this. So, like you said, you see a lot of people, they're split as far as the records are concerned, you know. Because, like you said, they want to hear some, I want to hear motherfucking MC8 and DJ Quick type of shit. Mm-hmm. I want to hear Jay-Z and Nas type of shit. And you niggas is talking about all kind of other, you know, shit that I can't get into. So, to each his own. And, you know, true fans and people who are lyrical, or, you know, not to say I'm not lyrical myself, because, you know, I can understand the record. I can listen to it and hear the metaphors and, you know, all of that. And that's what some people pride themselves on. You get me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what, though? The thing I don't like, I guess dude is coming out with his response record, and I guess he will be going at Dot's wife. I don't know. That's what I'm hearing. Because, you know, I heard, you know, I think Birdman said that Drake got three more records ready or something like that. So I don't know, man. I'm cool with all the competition level, but when you get to talking about people's wives and kids and stuff, man, I think somebody can get beat the fuck up for real.
I mean, like I said, you going from the realm of just dissing to now, do you really want to beef? Because, you know, like I said, but they are two artists who pride themselves on being able to dig personally into your life, into your career and whatever. Embarrassment is everything, I guess, as far as, you know, fuck it, I'm just going to make some music and it's going to be on point. Now I want to go and, you know, search court records and divorce records and paternity records and seeing if you got F's in school and shit like that, you know. It goes to a different realm of dissing, because, like I said, now it goes to the element of beefing and how hard do you take that. You feel me?
Yeah, because I don't know, man. If I hear a record and the dude going in on my wife, man, it's going to make me feel a certain kind of way, Crook.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't get that, because a lot of the comments and all that, they egging it on. They want them to get personal, and it ain't personal enough. And you know what I'm saying? They want it, but as soon as it turned into beef and it spill over into the streets, then hear the same people like, oh, they need to chill and just keep it on wax. So, you know, I don't think a lot of the people in the comment sections understand that. Just because you don't view Kendrick or Drake in a certain light, you got to know they very powerful, paid individuals. And it could be somebody in their entourage that's straight off the curbs that's really with it. And might feel like I need to set it off if I run into anybody from the other side. And then now we got a beef going on some street shit or on some physical violence shit. And we gonna look back at the records, you know what I mean? And it's gonna be judged by the words, because words are the first weapons in war half the time. You feel me? And then it turns into the other thing. So it's really, you're right. You definitely right, my brother. It's leaving the realm of who is the hardest MC, and it's going into a whole nother dimension. You know what I'm saying? When they get too into digging at this and digging at that, I mean, that takes the fun out of it for me too, when it comes to even certain battle rap. It's like, yo, talking about a bunch of unnecessary shit, like the, you like, you know, no shots to the shade room, but it's a shade room rap. You feel me?
Right.
And it's like, I ain't really with all that. You know, we was taught to verbally dismantle fools, you know what I mean? And you could come with the hardest lyrics, the bars and everything, and still lose the battle in the court of public opinion because this man said he know your wife sleeping with your cousin. You know what I'm saying? And he come out with an Instagram post proving it. So it's just crazy, man. It's wild.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. Connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Yeah, an old boy seemed like the type of dude that'll use his resources to go dig up shit on people.
Oh yeah, I'm basically in a situation to where, nigga, I can go hire me some private investigators. Like if I'm going to court or some shit, I'm going to go pay somebody a couple of thousand to go dig up some. Man, you can go as far back as when a nigga used to pee in the bed. You feel me? Yeah. I want to know if a nigga used to pee in the bed when he was a kid and shit like that. And nigga, you know, they want to expose a lot of personal motherfucking issues. And to me, it takes it away from the realm of dissing to where you basically ready to, you know, you ready to get hands-on involved because now you are digging into personal situations and shit. You know, like you said, talking about people's families or moms or pops or living situations growing up, you know, how you used to be as a kid and your mom didn't have this or your dad didn't have that, you know. I consider that you getting into the realm of beefing, you know. I'ma turn it from, yeah, nigga, I'm the hottest motherfucker on the microphone and nigga, you are this and that. And I'ma turn it into, nigga, you was a poor motherfucker on food stamps and y'all used to sleep all in the same room as a kid and shit like that. Now, like I said, now you're trying to get into a situation to where it's unpredictable now.
Yeah, you don't know where you go. What was you gonna say, Crook?
Yeah. No, I just like, man, that was a bar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like you said, and it's always the homies, it's always the entourage. Because let's face it, ain't nobody who ever catch Drake out of bounds. Ain't nobody who ever catch Kendrick out of bounds. But you will see they entourage about town if they in the same city or whatever, and that's when the stuff kick off.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the whole thing, you know what I mean? So we don't have to worry about that when it comes to country music and R&B and jazz and rock and roll, you know what I mean? Hip-hop has always had that element, you feel me? And, you know, they said the rap sales was down 37%. And country music was soaring, and all of a sudden, you know, these beefs break out, and Chris Brown is rapping against the Migos and Drake and Kendrick and J. Cole, and now all this rock'em sock'em excitement is back, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, damn, we can only bring our shit back with beef?
That's what I'm saying. We got to do some negative shit to bring hip-hop back. That's crazy, ain't it? That's crazy. The beef is leading to the renaissance of hip-hop coming back.
I remember it seemed like that's been forefront of what's been going on in music the last couple of years. And, like, I hate to talk about shit like that because, you know, I come from an era where, you know, we had diss records and niggas had beef and, you know, we too were at a point where we were uncontrollable when it came to our attitudes and our mind state with music. But it also led down a negative path in hip hop, you know. It kind of put a lot of West Coast artists on pause when the record companies were scared to fuck with us. You get me? Mm-hmm. It seems like, you know, like you said, it seemed like every rapper that started coming out figured like, the foundation for my existence is gonna be beefing with a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if it's a nigga from three counties away or fucking five states away. I'm just gonna wake up this morning and say, oh, this nigga whack.
Yeah,
fuck this nigga. You get me? Look at all the beef and all the, you know, was it, did we have as much murdering and killing when we was rapping and shit? Like I know niggas had their issues and shit, but I don't know if we had as much killing and deaths of hip-hop niggas when, you know what I'm saying? Because if you look for the last maybe, what, the last 5 years, niggas was dropping when it came to hip-hop.
I'm going
to
tell you what it is. It's a couple of things, eh? We wasn't on drugs back then, dog. We was on some weed and some Hennessy or whatever like that, but these cats is taking heroin now, dog. These cats is on heroin, all those pills and, you know, all this stuff. They on heroin.
I get a lot of drug heavy because, like you said, we advocated for weed and drinking a 40 ounce. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe sipping on some motherfucking Hennessy or some shit. But, you know, the mind state today is fucking, you can do you some lean. You can do you some motherfucking
it's all
cocaine.
Heroin too. Cocaine.
You can do you some heroin. You know, sniff you a couple of this, pop you a couple of that. Everything is fine. Again, we had disses and beefs in our era of hip hop. Mine's was, you know, late 80s to, you know, the beginning of the 2000s. Did we have so much killing? You get me? Mm-hmm. All the Chicago dudes that was dropping and all the other rappers and, you know, all
and
of what
it is. And you know what it is, too? This internet is a motherfucker, dog. Social media, people is, you know, dropping bodies live on camera and all kind of crazy stuff. You seeing cats get wet up in their car while they on the live, dog. And, you mm-hmm. know, they call anybody out there lacking. They just lacking. They letting cats have it. Broad daylight. You dig?
That's what
it's
I'm
them
saying.
Drugs, man. They so brazen because of them drugs, bro. I'm telling you.
I don't think I've never seen, you know, like I said, we had it treacherous with the neighborhoods and the banging and the cripping and blood. But as far as hip-hop is concerned, you know, a lot of motherfuckers who claim to be grabbing the microphone or putting themselves in that situation was coming up, you know, niggas was getting hit like shit, like we on the street corner.
Well, you know what it is, man. Like I said, it's the combination of the drugs and you like in front of a, it's like you own 24/7. People got their phones with them, they going live. So it's like a motherfucker's gonna really try to prove his manhood to the rest of this world. He don't want to look like he a hoe. You feel what I'm saying? So he gonna take it to a place to where he probably don't have to go. We didn't have all that pressure back then.
Yeah, the motherfucking social media got crazy. I remember one year, I don't know if it was around COVID or something, but they said 200 independent rappers got killed.
Exactly. Like, if you crazy, go, man. If you go check right now and go back to, like, I don't know, maybe 5 to 7 years ago, you'll see a gang of just rap, like, niggas is still affiliated with the streets, I'm sure, you know, but it's crazy to see how many so-called up-and-coming hip-hop rappers who's just getting smoked, like, like, not no, you know, we got the Pac thing and we got the Biggie thing, you know, but that was on, we already know what that was about, you get me? You look up right now, it's 30 motherfucking little hip-hop dudes that, like, you ain't even, like, damn, this dude
gone,
got
man.
Shot.
And these
this
dudes
dude
young
got
cats.
Killed. This dude got killed. This dude got killed. And that's what is fucked up for us because, you know, now it's like, it's not even, you got to be certified, so to speak. You know, in our days, nigga, you didn't have a record, nigga. You wasn't no hip-hop dude. You get me? You know, if you was in the studio putting out records, that's what, you know, determined your status. Shit, nowadays, motherfucker, I put out 2 mixtapes. And I'm, you know, I'm certified. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And then, so a lot of those, you know, up and coming rappers or rappers in their own communities or sections or whatever, a lot of niggas is getting popped because you still got them motherfucking neighborhood ties to the streets. And beefing seemed like the way to,
Well, sustain moved, yourself.
It moved the needle. Beef and move the needle. Right, people like some bullshit.
Exactly. So today you just a regular motherfucking rapper, you know, trying to put out shit. Next thing you know, you go out, shoot a couple of niggas or pop at or get to arguing with a nigga on the internet. Now, nigga, you the popular rapper and shit, and you might not make it. You feel me?
That's real, dog. You know what I was going to ask both of y'all? How many years ago did Get Rich or Die Trying come out? Like 20 years ago?
Probably.
To me, that I think when people saw that 50 had so much commotion around him, it's like he came in the game with the beef with Ja Rule, who was the most popping cat at the time. He got stabbed in the studio. He got shot. And it's like he came out like the monster. You feel what I'm saying? It was almost like he became what Tupac would have been had he... You feel what I'm saying? It was that same little negative aura. He just had bullshit with everybody. He had the shit. He had shit with almost every rapper. It was to the point to where niggas was almost scared to say something about him. And well, I think these kids saw that, and that's what they've been raised off of, dog. I think this whole generation been raised off conflict.
That's the whole thing, and I think that it's a deeper problem. You know what I'm saying? Number one, I wish niggas would have had conflict resolution classes in elementary, dog. Just learn how to not take everything from 0 to 100. You know what I'm saying? That's one. Two, the drugs mixed with the addiction to attention. Like you said, the social media shit is crazy. I mean, them niggas was killing niggas, go to the nigga graveyard and film a rap video. You know what I mean? Dancing on the nigga grave. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just got crazy. And, you know, they started locking niggas up, and it was a new... Niggas was having number one hits, getting locked up for crazy, crazy shit.
Yeah, it's like, a couple of rappers in jail.
In fucking jail for. And then, to top it off, the label execs, some of them, not all, but some of them, was like, oh, yeah, them the kind of niggas we want to sign and put budgets behind. And they was searching for niggas, because I done had a couple labels hit me and asked me, you ain't got no little homies that's acting crazy in Long Beach right now that we could, you know what I'm saying, put on? Like, they looking for artists that got beef, the young niggas who, you know, Tech Nines and shit all on the Instagram. They looking for that. So, and then the executives, I'm like, okay, so I get you that. Do y'all go to the listening parties? Hell no. So the execs know that this person might get killed before the album come out. I'm not going to go hang out with this dude at his listening party. I'm going to put him in the type of contract to where if he do die, I'm going to get the insurance off of him. Then I'm going to have all rights to his likeness and image, even on some digital shits, in case I gotta send a hologram of this nigga up to Coachella. Like, it's really deep. You know what I'm saying? It's deep. And I feel like in our era, we still had a lot of people of the culture sitting in them big offices. We had Russell Simmons, and you know what I'm saying? We had different people who was still part of this culture, loved the culture, came up in the culture, signing artists. You know, now it's all about the laptop. That's the A&R. Let me look at your SoundCloud. Let me look at your followers. Let me look at your streams. All right, you in some kind of beef on social media. All right, cool. Come on in and get a deal.
Yeah, that's what they want now, man. It's almost like record companies, man, and just media, period, man, is really profiting off of black misery and pain, dog, and conflict. Like, this stuff just goes so much further. And then when you find out that most of these major corporations, they have ownership in the, like, Spotify and stuff like that, and they also got a lot of money invested in these prisons.
Right.
So if they can grow up, think about it like this. They gonna make money from here on out to the year 3000 because if they can keep a generation of niggas stuck on dope, killing each other and just acting crazy, and that's the popular thing, they ain't doing nothing but keeping the whole, they just got a nice fresh supply.
Yeah, they winning. But Then you got the flip side where you got young niggas like Lil Russell who figured out how to do it independently, how to work social media to his advantage, how to drop records about just having fun in the Bay Area and get people to like it, how to get his audience engaged to the point where now rappers that sell millions of records is hitting him up and asking him, yo, let me get down with you, because he got a wave. And, you know, that part needs to be highlighted too, because it's a lot of young people following him and they don't want to be the next statistic. They want to be an artist, rap, take care of their family. And Lil Russell is a good example of what a young person can do right now in this industry. They use technology not to cut you to off.
Lil Russell is the perfect example, but these little niggas don't want to be Lil Russell right now, man. It's like...
But you looking at these little niggas that's already, if you remove rap, they still going to be on the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like,
that's not every young nigga. Some young niggas is going to school, playing ball. It's some young niggas out there that got their act together. Them the niggas who want to be like Lil Russell. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the other niggas. It don't matter about rap. They was going to be with the shits no matter what. All rap did was help them get some attention while they with the shits.
You know these.
Yeah, that's the situation with that is, like you said, there's a lot of young men who are still born in this poverty in these sections. And there's a lot of these young men who don't have the aspiration to be a Lil Russell, you feel me? Because of, nigga, ain't nobody in my neighborhood growing up trying to be a Lil Russell. They trying to be a Trag New Park, you get me?
Right.
So that's where it always turns. Like I said, I don't know what, product of my environment, right? There's a lot of dudes who are led astray from having the mind state of, oh, I don't have to be no banger, or I don't have to woonty, well, I'm gonna be sports. It's kind of hard, you get me? My son turned, and he had a choice of not to become a Lil Russell or MC8 or whatever because he had other choices. He grew up in an area, where he wasn't faced with, you know, I'm not going to the local elementary or junior high school, you know, in Compton. I'm going to elementary in fucking Murrieta. You get me?
Right.
There is no exposures. It might be a few wannabes. You get me? Right. It might be a few wannabes. But as far as, you know, walking home from school and every fucking pole or empty house is hit up with the neighborhood, or when I get off the bus, the school bus, I'm walking through an area where it's 10 niggas on the block already right now. Niggas is influencing me because they know me, you feel me? I live right down the street, so it's going to be some of that, hey, my nigga, come hang out. Well, what's up, wookie woop? That influence. So a lot of the rappers are already, like you said, they already influenced or affiliated just by association of where I'm staying. So now all these niggas who go in at home and go in their garage or their kitchen with a computer and a motherfucker go, well, shit, nigga, let's become the crew or let's start rapping. But now all they raps want to be, you know, beefing or fuck your neighborhood or who is this nigga? Where this nigga say he from? Or he a rapper from that section, That's automatic beef. You get me? Mm-hmm. It ain't even on no motherfucking record shit. It's just automatic beef because that nigga's a rapper from that section. So you got fucked up choices that, and then when, like I said, when you see a lot of niggas who still want to be gang affiliated because they feel like, you know, I got to. You feel me? They don't have that mind state of, well, I really don't have to do that shit. You get me?
I know.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G in-home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G in-home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I heard a little cat say one day, and this really tripped me. I heard a little dude tell me one day, man, I want to die a legend. And I said, what do you mean you want to die a legend? He said, man, I want to go out. He said, I want to go out like a G.
It was a rite of passage back in my time to, you know, get arrested and go to places like YA or you know, Wayside or whatever. That was a rite of passage if you was a motherfucking young hood nigga. Nigga, you finna go do some time. Nigga, they finna send you to YA. Nigga, you come home like the motherfucking super gangbanger. You get me?
That's crazy.
That's the respect you get. And some of us, like, just like I'm talking to the homie Rich. Yeah. Nigga, shit, nigga. I thought that was everything, nigga. To get arrested and then go do some time and then be up in the county and shit. Like, nigga, where you from? Tell a nigga where you from and shit. Now, niggas, no, nigga, we official. Some, man, that was everything to some motherfuckers. Knowing is dumb as fuck. You in jail, but that was your connection, nigga.
And it's crazy, man, because these little kids today, man, I swear to God, for every LaRussell, what's the other brother's name with the dreads, man? That's out there. It's a couple of positive cats that's moving, man. But I'm gonna tell you, the main draw is the beef, man. Look at it now. Look at this. Look at the whole shit with social media now, man. We've allowed motherfuckers that don't have no place in the culture to come in and be real tastemakers up in this bitch. They just don't came up in hip hop and kick their feet up on the table and everything else. And their opinion matter. They'll say some shit and have 20,000 other motherfuckers retweeting that shit. And these motherfuckers don't know the first thing about hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it's like we forget who to be gangster on, because it's like, all right, why they get to come inside the house of hip hop, kick their feet up, make all the money, and disrespect everybody,
mm-hmm. and keep more shit going in a little bit, man. If you look at the climate that's going on now, dog, it's like dudes don't replace women as the number one gossip columnist. Every podcast out there is on some gossip and shit.
Yeah, gossip, man, gossip.
Man gossip. Man, and I don't know if you get much worse than that. And it's some shit out there, crook, that can really get motherfuckers hurt.
Yeah, dog. This camera on this phone, woo. This a motherfucker, boy. You know what I'm saying?
It is. And it's, I think that's the thing today, man. I just think these kids got so much more shit to, so many more distractions, so many more ways to get eliminated, man. And they just, because I'm going to tell you, this shit is addictive. I've seen grown-ass men go on this motherfucking lie. Like, bold-faced lie just to get some clicks and views. Like.
Of course. Yeah. Niggas used to come in the barbershop line, get some attention. Now they at the motherfucking YouTube doing it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't just one person. It's a whole lot of people, man. And it's like, beef is driving everything now, man. You know, the title's got to be more salacious than everything else. So I guess at the end of the day, Drake and Kendrick will both benefit from this shit, man, a great deal, because, shit, Kendrick don't put his shit up on streaming sites already and don't have, like, I think he had, like, 5 million views in the first hour or some shit like that.
Number one on Apple right now.
I mean, people just, like I said, people unfortunate, we as black people, too, we love some shit.
Mm-hmm. Love some bullshit, though.
We love to see some shit. We love to see some bitches duking it out. We love to see some niggas shooting at each other or beefing or talking shit to each other. Mm-hmm. We love to see the next motherfucker, you know, put the next motherfucker down. It's like it feeds a motherfucker. You get me? Like, man, I can't wait to see a motherfucker kick so-and-so's ass, or I can't wait to see what so-and-so got to say about motherfucking, or just like we couldn't wait for this shit. Man, I can't wait to see what Drake say about Kendrick. Now it's like I can't wait to see what Kendrick say about Drake. And unfortunately, you know, it's gloves off. You
and they gonna say something. He's saying something about the homie's old lady too. It's like
gloves off.
Too much, dog.
It's gloves off, though, because now at the end of the day, it's still all about numbers. I don't give a fuck. You get
something about numbers
in this day and age. It's all about numbers right now. How many more can I stream than you? You get me? It's gotten to the point to where you, like you said, you would think that. You would have the respect of, like, you know, well, I ain't gonna say nothing about your mama, your kids, you know. I think that's kind of the, you know, what we had as far as the code, but there is no code today when it comes to the value of a stream. You get me, shit. Mm-hmm. Nigga, if this motherfucker finna give me 10 million more streams, then, hey, I'm going to talk about your kids. I'm going to talk about your mama, your girlfriend. I'm going to talk about it all because people is waiting to listen. They waiting to hear.
Well, man, I'm going to tell you this, and this is what people don't know. I was talking to the homie Top Dog last night, you know, Dude Dog, you know, the head of TDE, and, you know, me and him was just talking, man. We didn't talk very little about this shit, but one thing that he did say is that K-Dot is his family, and he don't appreciate cats using his name. You feel what I'm into? And even insinuate any kind of disrespect, you know?
Right.
So he wasn't cool with that.
Well, that's what dudes gonna do. Like I said, nothing is off the table. You feel me?
Nothing
so is off the table. Y'all. I don't give a fuck. And then, like you said, a lot of situations, money brings courage. Mm-hmm. You get me? Money brings that motherfucking that green courage, that blue face or that green dollar make a motherfucker feel invincible. So
yeah, until they find out they're not.
Exactly. But that's a lot of people, you know. A lot of people who sit on a stack of money or feel they're untouchable because, you know, I got $1 billion, nigga. You can't touch me. So nothing is off the table for some dudes. That's what I said. Everything is it's everything when a motherfucker respects you. You feel me? Loyalty takes you nowhere, man. Respect. A half motherfucker's not trying you.
Yeah, for real.
Because they know what you about. At this point, like I said, at the end of the day, it's all about the numbers. It's all about the dollar sign and the numbers. Because niggas feel like they can say whatever. You get me? I'm going to say whatever for a laugh or a joke or a download.
Yeah,
absolutely. I want to know this. I want to know, do we need more great records? Are we lacking great records that can do as much streams as a diss record, that could get as much attention, as much love? Are we lacking those great records? Like, could those great records kind of shift it? Dissing and beefing ain't going nowhere. We know that. But I'm just saying, like, more great records coming from artists. I mean, global fucking great-ass records. Like, shit, nigga, straight up Menace. That motherfucker is a great fucking classic record. Dear Mama, great fucking classic record. If some of these guys that are going at it with each other, if they start concentrating on making great classic records, will that shift the game somewhat?
You know what I think, Crook? That's an interesting question. And I've asked myself that before. I just think that we in an era, man, to where people's, to get somebody's attention is so difficult nowadays that you almost gotta be doing some bullshit. It's like every corner you go around, somebody got something going on, right? If you walk outside and you can see somebody fighting ain't gonna be as shocking as it normally would because you see it every day, right? So I think dudes is just going over the top right now. I think they're doing it because they almost have to.
And well, guess what?
I don't think motherfuckers are influenced by making great records. The females want to tell you they got the best pussy, and the niggas want to tell you they got the biggest wallets. Nobody wants to concentrate on just making good music. You get me? The females want to let you know, hey, nigga, I got the best pussy. And then the niggas want to go, hey, nigga, I got the biggest wallet. Look at my motherfucking chinchilla covered G5, nigga. You get me? You feel me? And every bitch is comparing themselves and competing of who got the best pussy. No, bitch, my pussy is the best. No, bitch, I got the best pussy over here.
That's real.
No, bitch, I got the best pussy. You feel me? Because that's all the records really are sustained about. You get me?
Yeah, for Crook. What was you going to say, Crook?
Well, shit, they got something else to worry about in a minute, though.
Like I said, all they care about right now is niggas is like, nigga, look at this big-ass wallet I got. Nigga, my wallet's so big, I had to bring that motherfucker in on the tow truck. Nigga, my wallet is so big.
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you, and I ain't going to say his name because he's one of the homies. He told me straight up, he said, well, Kendrick can't win this battle because he ain't got as much money as Drake.
It's all about the wallet.
And I said, dog, so you really just judging all this based on...
Yeah, because it's going to turn... It's not even going to be about the lyrics. It's going to be about who's the flossiest. And everybody know, you know, Mr. Man is flossy, you know. Kendrick not too flossy. Mr. Man is flossy. So at the end of the day, people are more fascinated... People are more fascinated with your motherfucking pocket change. You get me? They don't give a fuck, you know, oh, man, this nigga put out one of the dopest records. No, niggas are more fascinated with how much money a motherfucker got. And, you know, that's what motherfuckers impresses off of. You know, they're impressed off of the pocketbook, not the lyrical skills. They're impressed off the pocketbook.
Wow.
Yep. And so, guess what? Guess what's going to wipe their ass out in a minute? AI, nigga.
Oh, AI is coming, bro. AI, well, it's here.
Motherfucker, you AI think kids is impressed because up. A motherfucker can rap good? No, a motherfucker impressed because the motherfucker, nigga, this nigga rich. You get me? Mm-hmm. He's rich. Kendrick don't portray that. Even though he got bread, my nigga don't portray the, you get me?
Yeah, he not flossy. He not flamboyant.
You know, he not, you know, he not entourage rolled up, you know. You know, all the pieces on and, you know, in the middle of the club, you know, with 100,000 in ones and, you know, like, you know, I'm a rent out a baseball stadium to take a bitch to dinner and shit like that.
He not doing all that.
No, money impresses a lot of motherfuckers.
The homie told me that, though, dog. He said, well, Drake,
money impresses
a
lot of motherfuckers.
He said he ain't got the bread Drake got. He said Drake get $1 million a show. He can't compete with that.
Like I said, some people are impressed with the money, and some people are impressed with just the true artist that a motherfucker is. You get me? When those evils don't infatuate, you know, motherfucker. Like, oh, man, I got to go have my own plane, or I got to have 30,000 platinum watches, and I got to have a watch worth $2 million and shit like that, you know. You're impressing motherfuckers that will never be able to have shit.
Yeah, for real.
So why you got to impress a motherfucker that will never be able to have the shit?
Yeah, that's
you could
crazy.
Be just as normal and motherfuckers would be satisfied, but you know.
Hey, Crook.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, bro. You being one of them dudes, man, that you know, put a lot into his lyricism, have you ever had one of those labels tell you that you need to dumb your shit down, son?
Absolutely, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I had it all, bro. I'd have been on 3 or 4 major labels. So I done dealt with all of that type of shit. Motherfucker come in and say, well, hey, maybe you should make a song like this, you know, and play whatever the latest dumbed down hit is. You know what I'm saying? I done had niggas tell me that they did the research, and if you say the same word at least 45 times on the record, that it's more likely to hit. They done try to make all the formulas that they can make, and, you know, that's what they do. And, you know, I done brought them some things that I thought was crazy. And it was like, nah, that's, you got to go talk about some bitches in the club, some big booty bitches, and we need to hear you talking about popping bottles and, you know, all that type of shit. And I'm like, you know, I could use my imagination and do that. But when I was young, I'm like, nigga, I'm not living like that. So I'm rapping about what I'm living, because that's what I seen the niggas who I hung they posters up on my little fucking wall in my shack, that's what they was doing. So, but yeah, you got A&Rs that used to do that, you know what I'm saying? So I had to carve my own lane. You know what I'm saying? I had to say, all right, since I'm not going to play by their rules, I got to get off of their motherfucking game board and go independent. And I got to go and create my own community that's going to support the art I want to put out, because I'm not playing their game. I tried it too. I had a couple joints, one with Akon on it when he was hot. I had another joint. Them motherfuckers wanted like 250 to break the record.
Yeah, it cost some money to break the motherfucking records. $250,000.
So I'm like, yo, you know what? I'm gonna just do it my own way. I always been that way though. You feel me? Like I'm never scared to turn the corner on what everybody else doing and do my own shit. And that's what I had to do. And you know, now that's basically where the game is at for independent artists now. The shit that I was doing 10, 15 years ago, that's what everybody is doing now to survive. They got social media platforms. They building their own communities up. They selling their own communities directly to the consumer. CDs, motherfucking vinyls, motherfucking t-shirts and hoodies and hats and all that shit. See, I've been doing that. That's how I stayed here this long. You feel me? But now that streaming is only paying 0.003 cents on a dollar, now a lot of people are saying, damn, I need to be doing this. So they taking up that business model. But business models change. It used to be cassettes, then it became CDs, then it became streams. It's about to become something else. So I just think that all the artists, they need to get ready for what's coming. Because it's about to change, bro. And it ain't gonna matter what kind of rap you making. I don't care if you lyrical, I don't care if you're not. You feel me? It's about to change again, and I hope niggas is ready.
Hell yeah. Well, man, I appreciate you coming on here, man, to chop it up with us tonight, man.
Hey, man, you know, anytime, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the Gangsta Chronicles, man. It's King Crooked, East Side Long Beach Hip Hop. You feel me?
For sure, anytime. Certified. Drop. Certified, you heard me? All right, then, certified. Dog, I'm on you.
All right, my brothers, y'all be safe. Peace and blessings to y'all and the family. One love.
One love. Well, it was King Crooked, man. Yeah, I really hope this shit don't go to a place, dog, to go beyond rap, because it hasn't fared too well with other communities, man, when it came to just funking with the West.
No, like I said, I don't particularly speak on people's whatever they call themselves doing. You know, if it's dissing or it's beefing, whatever it is, that's just anywhere, man. You know, when pride is involved, you know, and then you got people on the side, you know, you don't know what can happen. So, you know, you just got to be careful when it comes to disagreements in hip hop, as far as artists is concerned, because we've seen a lot of negativity generated from dudes beefing in hip hop, and just gives us a bad name on just trying to create, you know, music and just have a voice for our type of lifestyle, you get me? A lot of us use this platform to speak to the masses of people, to explain of where we come from and the walks of life we've been through. And it's just, you know, it turns into negativity because, you know, niggas' pride get involved and some niggas want to stick their chest out and show how tough they are. It's unfortunate, you know. Football teams beef, but at the end of the game, they don't be out there scrapping most of the time.
Yeah.
You might got one or two personal issues, but, you know, usually you can shake a motherfucker hand after competition. You get me?
Hip hop ain't like that.
Even in a boxing match, you can beat each other's asses for 10 to 12 rounds, and then once that bing bing go, you usually can congratulate a nigga, hug it up, shake it up, you know, whatever. Hip hop is different. Like I said, a lot of niggas are street affiliated. Even the dudes who call themselves, you know, not those type of artists. You get me?
Yeah, and it seemed like, you know,
got a lot of artists now who gang banging, who wants to claim gangs, and you know, wants
some
to affiliate.
Want to be hard.
Wants to affiliate themselves with gangs.
See, and Chris Brown.
Like I said, that's singers included. That ain't just hip hop dudes. You get me? This lifestyle is fascinating to a lot of motherfuckers, man. Mm-hmm. Putting that red or blue rag in your back pocket, man, is fascinating motherfuckers, man. And, you know, a nigga come from the other side of the motherfucking planet, and he wants to be affiliated with this lifestyle, man. It's just...
Until he sees it's a full-time job.
So, you know, y'all just watch yourselves, man, out there. Like I said, it's a different day or different... it's a different time when it comes, like I said. Sports motherfuckers, you got other motherfucking all kind of different entities that motherfuckers do. And at the end of the day, you know, that's just what it is. You know, you have a nice day or whatever. We have ties to the streets, man, with this hip hop shit. And a lot of niggas still want to, you know, feel like their association to the streets is everything, man. Mm-hmm. So I don't give a fuck if I'm crooning a bitch or serenading a bitch. I'm going to turn around tomorrow, nigga, and tell a nigga, this is so-and-so and this is this, nigga. And I claim Crip of Blood, and we going to get it on. You know?
Yeah.
Y'all just got to be careful out there, man. It's nothing to play with when this beefing, you know, when it can turn left.
Yeah, I had a homeboy, man, whose son was going around spray painting, you know, cats' names, spray painting cats. He was marking cats' hoods out, man. They killed that boy.
Yeah, it's treacherous, man. So y'all just be careful with what y'all doing, man.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, man. On that note, man, y'all make sure, man, y'all subscribe to the channel, man. You know, hit that subscribe button, leave a comment, and we out of here.
Yeah.
Well, that concludes another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. Be sure to download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. For Apple users, find a purple mic on the front of your screen, subscribe to the show, leave a comment and rating. Executive producers for the Gangsta Chronicles podcast are Norman Steele, Aaron MCA Tyler. Our visual media director is Brian Wyatt, and our audio editor is Taylor Hayes. The Gangsta Chronicles is a production of iHeart Media Network and the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends. Or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device, coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the Army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.